Well, I think it's fair to say that the board of directors have been considering lots of things over the last few weeks. And it was felt that in the best interest of the club, with our ultimate aim to get into the Football League, that it was best that Chance would be without Steve.
That makes it sound like, obviously, then it was the board's decision.
Yes, it was the board's decision.
You've obviously accept this. The timing seems very curious. You know, it's not like you're out of the playoff race. You're still very much involved in that and in with a chance of winning through to perhaps one of the biggest FA Cup days in the club's history. The timing seems very curious.
What we all have to remember is that from where the club came when Steve Burr got involved to where the club is now, everybody involved with Kidderminster, including myself, is extremely grateful for everything that Steve has done. He has worked extremely hard to get us here, and we have placed on record our own reserves bank to do that. However, as we fully stated, it's our ambition to try and get Kidderminster Harriers into the Football League, and we felt that the, our best opportunity to get to that goal would be to make a change at this time.
That in itself seems slightly odd there, Mark, in the sense that you finished runners-up last season, so you know you were knocking on the door of the Football League. What's to say that Steve wasn't going to go on better?
Well, the decision, it's obviously a very emotive and very difficult decision. It's not a decision that's been taken lightly by everybody at Kidderminster Harriers Football Club board. But we felt that it was the right decision at the right time. We've accepted that Steve has done a tremendously good job at Kidderminster with very trying circumstances 3 years ago. But we have to do our sole aim, as I've quite clearly stated, explicitly chance to get into the Football League. And we believe this is the best course of action for us at this time.
There have been rumours during the rounds that the relationship between the board and the manager had to a greater or lesser extent broken down. Are those rumours true?
Well, I mean, there's no comment really to the rumours because it's rumours. I mean, I'm dealing with the facts, Trevor, in this case. And I think that the facts, I think we've been open and transparent about where we are and what we've done. And we make very difficult decisions at Kidderminster. You know, it's always going to be a very difficult situation when this happens. Steve has been very gracious in understanding our position. And I think that, you know, the relationship that I have with Steve, I don't think has been impaired by what's happened today. In fact, we both agree that it'd be nice to see each other in the future.